The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, it's Monday. Liam.
Good morning.
Do you see what month this is?
October.
How did that happen?
I couldn't
when
tell
I
you.
I left here, it was September. I come back. It's October. What did you do? And you were here a lot this time.
I was here a lot. Time can't be stopped.
We miss Christina, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
You know, Christina will be back here soon, but I just realized that we need to be more attentive when somebody's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that comes down to me and to you, Sue. And send her a bunch of flowers today. Should do that.
Yeah.
That was not. Should've. Anyway, good morning. It's October, the 2nd of October, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, Anne-Marie's calling in, I think, at 7:15 or not.
I haven't heard from her yet,
but I'm sure she will. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop into our chat room and... The video looks like it's running. I can't promise anything because it looks good here, but sometimes it doesn't get out there like that. Okay. So many things happening. I don't know whether to start slow and work up. Let's start slow. What did you do this weekend?
We moved.
Get a piano.
We moved the studio into a new building.
Not the studio.
Different studio.
Different studio.
Acquired a grand piano
from
Pat Karch, Piano Angels.
Piano Angels.
They run a great program.
Oh man, it is superb.
It is.
And he and Pam are the driving force behind it, and they load these pianos and deliver them. And did you help him?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. It's a beautiful piano.
It's a great piano. Okay. I ran a sixer. That was nice.
A sixer.
Yeah, a little six miler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was nice. That was about it. That was my weekend.
Okay. We went to an Oktoberfest party.
Oh, fun.
And I won't mention any names, but Linda had Karen, our costumer, who has, you know, was a professional costumer. I end up in Lederhosen. The German leather shorts, hush puppy type shoes that they wear, knee socks, they were over the cast socks, jacket, hat, carrying my stein, which I didn't need as it turns out when we got there. There were plenty of steins. And Linda had on, the short red dress, and she had a little cowbell with her, and wearing a black wig. It'll be on Facebook, my friends, but it's not already on there. Had a great time, Kurt and Sheila. And I was surprised how big they've had it for 20 years. And so just a wonderful time. And we won Best Dressed. But people were dressed, you know, other guys were in Lederhosen, too. And that you would have never thought. Mm-hmm. But they were all dressed up, and so we all had a great time. We sang a German drinking song.
Fun.
And found out how you say pile of dung in German. It's something with mist. Something like that. But everybody's singing along. It was just a wonderful time. So, but there I was. And Linda says, as we were leaving, she goes, "Hey, let's go down to the Squire room." You know, it's a bar here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Dressed like this? Oh, yeah." And I tell you what, I thought about it. So I thought we could walk in and go, "Well, it's Oktoberfest. We thought we'd bring it to you." And then halfway through, my German accent changes into Scottish somehow. I'm not sure how that happens. Anyway. Okay. then, I can't help but think, you know, Gavin Newsom crowed mightily when he signed off on this $20 an hour for fast food workers. If fast food has a uh, 60 or more places, you know, in other words, they're extended chains. And then something happened that made me realize that everything he had said was. Yeah, BS. Because then I looked out and saw that the gas prices were over $6 a gallon. And then I saw that when you buy, you know, you try to go anywhere for breakfast and try and get out of there for under $30. And, you know, with a breakfast and a cup of coffee, you will not get out of there for, it's going to be $15 just for the food, not counting tip. And I look at all the other things that cost us money here in California. A new 11% tax on guns and ammo. A new tax here, a new tax there. Oh, they're making $20. Guess what? With the price of gas, inflation, and the cost of things here in California, your $20, you lost it already. You lost that raise. If you were making $18 an hour or $16 an hour, oh, now I make $20. Guess what? It's gone. You're already making less money than you did before he signed it because of the gas prices that is controlled by Gavin Newsom. So that was just, you know, I mean, when I see things, well, how do you feel about this? When you go out and try, because you don't, it's not like you're driving an electric car because, first of all, okay, I had an electric car. Well, people can't afford an electric car. And you can't go anywhere in it because it's hard finding places to charge. Yeah. Now, my friend Randall told me he has a hybrid, and that's worked good for him, except he found out it only has a 10-gallon gas tank. He said, you can't get down there on electricity because it's a hybrid. Anyway, but you, how's that affect you?
I mean, it's definitely not great when my 16-gallon car is like $100 to fill up, and it lasts me like a week and a half. It's ridiculous.
It costs me, I usually get 10 gallons. That's just the way I am because I could get a little bit over 10 gallons for $50. It cost me $55 to get 10 gallons. Yeah, and that's at the cheapest place in town.
Yeah.
And it's over $5 a gallon.
That's insane.
Yeah. This is just, it's just more and more of this BS that they pile on us and say, oh, you should be thankful. Thankful for what? Thankful for crime in the streets. Thankful for people swarming into the state across an open border, bringing fentanyl, sex trafficking, no jobs, going to schools, taking medical and all this from people who are paying taxes. These people aren't paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. Maybe they'll eventually get jobs. But why should we be happy about that? Oh. And I'm going to take an early break. Anne-Marie, if you're listening, now's the time to call because when she comes back, I have got the ultimate insult that Gavin Newsom has done to this state. This portion of the show brought to you. And you've got the other one ready, right? I told him that we're going to be playing the sound of a mad bull a lot here in the next couple months. And it's going to have to do with everything, which is not, it's not the mad bull. What it signifies is the old BS term. That's what it means when you hear it. So, but this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, a successful business that started 16 years ago. You say to yourself, how can a bank not be successful? Well, about 8 years ago, they became very unsuccessful, but not Cornerstone Community Bank, rated one of the highest small banks in the nation. Been in business 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We're happy to do business. We're very happy to do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. For more information, go bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. Thank you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Take a ride through the country with Colt Ford at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, November 17th. Colt Ford is best known for having the perfect blend of country and rap. Enjoy Colt Ford favorites like Must Be the Country and When Country Comes Back. Get working on those dance moves for this unforgettable night of boots, scootin' and boogie. Tickets for this event are just $45 plus fees and include $10 free squad play. See complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to sleep. Take me home tonight. This is only just like a running state. Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to sleep.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday morning. It's going to be a great day since we didn't do the weather before. So hang on, Anne-Marie. Today, did you do the weather?
No, we forgot. No, I think we forgot.
Increasing clouds with a high near 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy with gradually becoming mostly clear. Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, it's going to be wonderful weather. I think the highest it gets is 92 on Thursday. But it's going down in the 60s at night, and Friday with a sunny with a high near 92. And so many things happening this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and the weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. They have locally owned, family-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned company. They have other payment plans, too. It's really, really good people there. Give him a call at 530-365-3793. Anne Marie, looks like
good
it's going to be
good morning, Carl.
Good. You're too happy in the morning. If, you know,
I'm a morning person. What can I say?
I
don't hate me.
Well, no, I mean, you can be effective and very effective in the morning, not be so damn happy. But that's okay. You know what? We're Okay, it's going to be a beautiful week for all these events. So the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance and the good group of people over there. Okay, so what's going on?
Well, this past Saturday, I was at Nash Ranch for their opening day of the season. We did the train ride and the corn maze, and I got a few pumpkins. Nash Ranch is open now through the end of October, daily till 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. They are located at 10925 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. Admission is free, $4 parking on Saturday and Sundays. Some attractions like the corn maze and the train ride had an additional cost when we went. You can check them out on Facebook at Nash Ranch or call 530-933-4574 for additional information.
Was there any scary things there?
Not when we went. It was super family friendly and just my speed.
Just your speed.
Okay. I'm not good with the scary stuff, folks. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. Okay. So I also want to give a shout out for National 4-H Week, which we are currently in, and runs October 1st through October 7th.
Okay.
Love that. This coming Tuesday, October 3rd, you are invited to this year's National Night Out at Claire Ingle Park, located at 1525 Medium Avenue in Shasta Lake. The event is free to attend and will run 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. There will also be free hot dogs at the event. Look for canine demos, kids' activities, a watermelon eating contest, and giveaways. And look for a special guest appearance by McGruff, the crime dog. And the city of Reading is also doing National Night Out on October 3rd. From 6:30 to 9 p.m., first responders along with city officials will visit various block parties. On Wednesday, October 4th, look for the final performance in the Sunset River Jam series. The event is free to attend and will run from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater. Look for FM Flyby to perform. The Anderson River Park is located at 2800 Rupert Road. This week, look for the Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow to be held at the Reading Rodeo Grounds October 6th through 8th. This cultural event is free to attend and open to the public with all age groups welcome. Look for food, Native American crafts, and cultural learning experiences. The Reading Rodeo Grounds are located at 715 Auditorium Drive. Event times include Friday, 7 p.m. Grand Entry, Saturday, 12 p.m. Grand Entry, dinner break from 5 to 6 p.m., and 7 p.m. Grand Entry, and Sunday, 12 p.m. Grand Entry. For more information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. On Saturday, here we go with the weekend. October 7th, join members of the Palisadero Fire Department for their annual taco feed and raffle. The event will run from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 9418 Deschutes Road. Meal tickets are $12 for the adult plate, which includes two tacos, beans, and rice. A child's plate is $7, which includes one taco, beans, and rice. Proceeds go to support the station's emergency equipment and training. This Saturday, look for the second annual Shingleton Fall Festival from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 7074 Wilson Hill Road. This pet-friendly event will feature food, music, games, vendors, arts and crafts, and so much more. The second annual Shingleton Fall Festival this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also on Saturday, October 7th, look for Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens event from 11:30 a.m. through 3:30 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Gardens West Entrance, 1100 Arboretum Drive in Reading. Event highlights include live music, food and drinks for purchase from Mosaic Restaurant, You can also enjoy an animal show, mini farmer's market, games, pumpkin painting, a hay maze, and enter a pie-eating contest. Admission is $15 for adult non-member, $10 for adult member, and $5 for kids. More details can be found at turtlebay.org. Another event happening Saturday, October 7th, the Shasta County Homeless Youth Alliance will host a community resource fair from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Reading Teen Center, located at 2981 Churn Creek Road. The event is free to attend. Look for resources on housing, education, clothing, healthcare services, employment, food resources, and basic needs. Now, there's also an event happening with the Haven Humane Society this weekend, their annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Gala. I gave them a call, and they let me know that that event has sold out. So awesome on that. And finally, are you in the mood for a car show this weekend? If so, check out the NorCal Think Pink car show on Sunday, October 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Redding's Elk Lodge located at 250 Elk Drive. The event is free to the public. Look for food trucks, craft booths, health information booths, and lots more, including cars. For more information, visit norcalthinkpink.org. And that is your sample of events happening this week here in the North State. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things.
Hold on. Okay.
So many things going on. The powwow. All these other things are happening.
Absolutely.
And then next week, it ramps up, and on the 20th, 21st, that weekend, there's 100 things going on, and I'm not even sure how you can go to all of them. But thank you so much, Anne-Marie, as usual.
Absolutely. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you. The community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Road, and you can give them a call at 530-224-2345. Before we break, because we have guests coming in. Governor Newsom has appointed a new senator to take Dianne Feinstein's spot. And depending on where you, which agency you read it about, they all agree on this. They all agree on her name. LaFonza Butler. And she is the first black woman and mother to lead Emily's List, an organization that helps Democratic women, pro-life Democratic women, win elections. Prior to that, she served as the president of SEIU Local 2015, California's biggest union representing home care and nursing facilities. She was an advisor for Vice President Kamala Harris and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Two big reasons that she should be right up there. And she's taking up other roles. She was a member of the University of California Board of Regents, which helped raise all the prices of colleges and universities, by the way. Now, he has made history becoming the first black lesbian to openly serve in the U.S. Senate. Okay, I mean, can handle all that. The fact is, though, she is registered to vote in Maryland and lives in Maryland. Just a slight thing. And they mention at the end of it, but she has a house in California. The reason she's living in Maryland is because she wants to live there with her wife and their child. But she lives there. She's registered to vote there. She's not even a resident of California. And you're telling me that, you know, that there are not any black women of substance and education and the ability to do this job that live in California? The second
shame.
One.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Okay, Gavin. I would think you could do better than that. Now, I'm not saying that she's not going to be a great senator. She could be. Absolutely. I mean, she's got all the background.
But how do you elect someone to serve in the Senate of a state that they don't even.
Well, they said, "Oh, she'll just change her where she lives back to California because she has a house here." Yeah. Sure, she does, but he's doing everything he can not to appoint Ms. Lee in this job because he said he was going to appoint a black female. Well, he's gone all the way, black lesbian female who doesn't even live in the state of California. Gavin, you never fail to amaze me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? I always know what's going to happen when I bring my car or truck down to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's going to look at it. He's going to tell me, okay, I can fix this. And then he fixes it for a very fair price and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He doesn't take chances with my safety. He doesn't say, yeah, I think that's going to be okay and I have to worry about it cracking all the way across my windshield. No, Jeff Wurst does a great job. And if you'd like to have a free inspection and analysis of a chip or crack in your windshield of your car, truck, or how about this, RV with the big windshields, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and my friends, it's a veteran-owned business. What can I say? Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Did you like that part about the shame? I did. I mean, I cannot believe that he had to go to Maryland to appoint somebody who's registered to vote in Maryland. Couldn't even vote for him. Couldn't even vote for him. And he picked somebody from another state. If that's the case, why didn't he pick Hillary?
Yeah.
I'm going to nominate Hillary Clinton. Well, she's not black. Okay. Then there was the thoughts that they're saying, well, it'd be a good way for Kamala to get out of this morass she's in the Biden administration. I'll just appoint her, and then there, see, she gets to become a senator, and then they can appoint somebody else as vice president. No, they wouldn't do that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. How are you doing this morning? It is the 2nd of October, 7:36 in the morning, and it's about 59 degrees out there. It's going to be a really nice day. Whole week's going to be nice. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for like 30 years, a couple of different owners. We've known them all. Really super people. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and ranging from old pawn to specially designed pieces and everything in between. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday. 9:30 to 4, again at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. I'm still laughing about Gavin and appointing somebody from that lives in his registered to vote in another state as a senator. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he thought she still lived here. Maybe they didn't tell him that. And then it's too late after he makes the announcement. Oh, well. Hey. I wonder if she knows where Northern California is. Does she care? Diane didn't. So, okay. I am here, though, with two ladies that either one of them could have taken that job. Unfortunately, they were not. Well, maybe you were asked, and you said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Not this round, but we're hoping the next one.
Okay, then, yeah. Carrie Ann Foster and Wendy Zanotelli are here for the Smart Center. Smart. I wish I could read that. Smart. What is
you got Smart help? Workforce Center.
Workforce yes. Center, yeah.
Formerly Smart Business Resource Center, and prior to that, if anyone remembers, it was the Shasta County Private Industry Council.
Whoa. I think that was even before my time. You got something big coming up here in tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
wow.
Yes.
You waited till now, huh?
It's sneaking. Hey, okay. This is the best time to promote it, the day before.
There you go. Fall job fair. Tell me about it. First of all, tell me about the Smart Workforce Center.
Absolutely. So the Smart Workforce Center is your local American Job Center of California, and this actually exists across the United States, but in every county in California. And our purpose is to help individuals that are unemployed or underemployed find full-time, long-term employment and hopefully be able to set up their families for generational success as opposed to those individuals that may struggle through certain types of social programs here.
Cool. Now, so the fall job fair, it's going to go tomorrow at Simpson University. Simpson University had a their business luncheon. Were you able to go to that?
We were not. We okay. were really hoping that we could work that into our schedule, but we heard wonderful yeah. things about it.
It was good. It was good. And it led me, it kind of gave me an epiphany on something that we're woefully short of. I'll talk to you offline about. But tell us about the job fair here. Now, this is for people that are looking for jobs.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, or looking to maybe change jobs. That $20 an hour job at McDonald's just ain't going to cut it.
Well, certainly not with the prices to live in California and Northern
no,
California.
No, if you heard the first part of the show, it was also, hey, by the way, at the same time I'm giving you a raise, I'm also raising the price of gas $1 a gallon. $1 a gallon. Did you hear that? Thank you, Gavin. But you were spending a lot of time. You probably didn't know that was happening because you were trying to find a senator. And you had to go all the way out of state because we have no qualified women black women to be senator in California. Okay, I will let that go probably in two or three days. But this right here is for people that may be wanting to change jobs, Tim.
Absolutely. This job fair is for everyone. So anyone that is looking to find employment, even high school students, anyone that is, you know, 16, 17, 18,
sure.
We have at least 20 employers that are actually looking to hire youth and learn to develop their own local workforce rather than maybe possibly bringing people in from Maryland. They would be able to grow their own workforce right here in Shasta County. And we're partnering with some of the local high schools for the CTE, or Career Technical Education programs.
Great.
These students are studying robotics. They're studying law enforcement. They're studying early childhood education. They're studying healthcare. And they're ready to enter employment immediately upon graduation from high school. So this is really an amazing opportunity for employers to meet the future of their workforce, along with 70 employers that are looking to hire full-time, long-term employees.
How about part-time? Is there part-time opportunities available in this too?
Absolutely. We find that there's a lot of employers that are just looking for folks that are ready to work or interested in helping to help their business succeed while also earning a paycheck. And so we see a lot of part-time opportunities.
Okay. Now, I got this. It says, need help with your resume? Is that going to be a resume class?
Resume help is something we provide at SMART, and it's completely free for anyone that wants to come into our job center. We've got a computer, a printer, a great staff on hand to help folks get ready with their resume.
Okay. So what do you think about all this, Wendy?
We're really excited about it. We're excited to bring it back. SMART's been doing this for, I don't know, over 20 years, twice a year. And so we did one earlier this year, and we're excited to bring back our fall job fair.
Okay. So how successful is this? I mean, I don't know if there's a way of measuring success, but there might be.
We actually do measure success, and we publish it out after the fact. So our last job fair 6 months ago, we had 80 employers. We had over 300 job seekers. And then, like Karine was saying, we had a bunch of the CTE students come in and be able to explore opportunities and things like that. We surveyed our employers, and we got a 4.8 out of 5 as far as success rate, and then also many employers were able to hire.
We're looking for a part-time bookkeeper.
Oh, really?
She'll be trained by our people. This would be a good job for somebody. Maybe it's got kids or in school. You know, it's maybe, well, I don't know, 6 hours a week, you know, to start with. But it's just taking care of our books. We're looking for somebody.
I think
it just opened up.
We've got two candidates that when we go back to the office, we'll look to get Chelsea to send the resumes over. But I do believe we have two candidates looking for accounting positions currently.
And then just to give a little.
Looking for part-time, though. Okay, it's not a full-time job.
To give a little plug and shout out to Shasta College, they actually just started an apprenticeship program for bookkeepers because they've heard from our businesses locally that there's a great need.
Well, ours has done a wonderful job, and but she, you know, her life's changing and she's getting ready to move away. That's the only way we lose people around here. So, yeah, if you've got a couple, send me over the resumes. We'll be more than happy to talk to them. You know, it's pays decent, and you know, you get free tickets to things, and you get to work in great spaces. Okay, we're here with Wendy Zanatelli, who's the CEO of the Smart Workforce Center, and Carrie Ann Foster, which doesn't have your job title, but do you have a job title?
I do. It's Supervisor of Business Services.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? Quick and Clean Car Wash is kind of like my car wash of choice. Why? Because my truck comes out of there looking sparkling clean and shiny, and there's a happy person at the end where I come out with a big fluffy towel that wipes off my truck. The prices are very fair. It's close to us. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's right next to the Dutch Bros. If you see Dutch Bros, you got Quick and Clean right there. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or you buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash, who've owned that block or that area in there for well over 100 years. They've been a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce for something like 94 years. Yeah. Quick and Clean Car Wash. I love those guys. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Oh gosh, they're all in here dancing. It's contagious. Come on, man. Okay, there you go. We're all dancing now. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As long as we're looking for a woman for a senator of California, Judy Maxwell. She's used to dealing with government and its craziness. Anyway, sorry, Judy, you didn't live in Maryland. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. This isn't her first rodeo. She's been helping people since 1993, veterans, seniors, families, business owners. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plan, how about your insurance? How about your homeowner's insurance? Give Judy a call, 530-221-0441. Free review and evaluation. located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm here with Wendy Zanatelli, who's the CEO of the Smart Workforce Center, and Carrie Ann Foster, who heads up all these programs. And they've got the job fair is tomorrow. Okay, and we talked a little bit about it during the break. Veterans. How are veterans helped if they roll into your place?
So veterans are actually a priority of service at SMART. So a veteran that is struggling, they're underemployed, maybe they're homeless, maybe they were recently laid off, they go to the front of the line for all of our services at SMART. And on a regular basis, we actually partner with the Veterans Program at EDD, Nation's Finest, the county's Veterans Service Organization, as well as the Veterans Program out at Shasta College in a regular rotation of presentation of our services, because it's a difficult job, you know, transitioning out of the military. I know that there's a program that's set up. My husband is also a veteran, and those services that are available to you when you get out are like you've got to know the secret knock, the handshake, the passcode to be able to move on. And it makes it more challenging for individuals that are highly qualified, incredibly skilled, have a fantastic work ethic, and then they've served our country, and we should be serving them. And so in that right, at all of our SMART locations across Shasta County, Del Norte, Siskiyou, and Trinity, veterans do receive priority of service.
Well, good. And in my opinion, they should. If they're looking for a new job, a lot of them, I bet, are underemployed. A lot of them want to become entrepreneurs when they get out, if they're in that bent. Because they, frankly, have got good ideas, and they don't really want to work for anybody right then. So it's kind of like me. I retired. That's all I did was, I started my own businesses. But, okay, that's good to know. Now, tomorrow, it's at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Simpson University in the James M. Grant Center. That's the gym.
The gym.
So you're going to have a bunch of – how many employers are going to be there, would you say?
We have 75 employers, and there's a few that keep squeaking in, so it's probably going to round up at 80.
Are they mainly local, or are they from other places?
They are right here from in Shasta County, or have Shasta County positions available.
Give me an idea of the gamut of employees.
So we've got our local government. So we've got our Redding Rancheria. We have the city of Redding. We've got Shasta County. We have a lot of social services and healthcare. Dignity Health is going to be there. Shasta Community Health Center will be there as well. We've got Moss Energy, which is a renewable energy source. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
Yes, I am. And one of the reasons are, besides them being on the show, is they just hired a young veteran. Navy kid that was in the Navy, and he's doing well. They've promoted him up already. They're sending him to Texas to look at something, and I think they're pretty happy with him.
That's
so
wonderful.
Because the military virtues of leadership and initiative and tenacity and integrity so easily fit into businesses. They're not afraid to take a chance. Anyway, so, no, Moss Energy, big shout-out to them for that. And, okay, who else?
Who else is going to be there? Then, of course, we have our sponsors. We have Hilltop Springs Senior Living and Rush Personnel Services. So they will be there. O2 Employment, of course, Simpson University, they're going to be hiring. Shasta College will be there. We've got the Sheraton in Redding. We've got Turtle Bay. We have the California Highway Patrol. We have Cal Fire that's going to be there. We have Cal Pines Firefighting Services. We have the school districts there. I think the question is, who's not going to be there at this point?
Everybody's looking for employees.
Yes.
And I read a statistic, I haven't verified it, but that our workforce is shrinking. So the companies are looking for good people.
That's absolutely correct. And it has been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie was talking earlier about grow your own. And so that's why we're so focused on making sure that we get our high school students that are in career and technical education into the jobs that are available here, right here locally, so that they don't move away and looking for those job opportunities.
Well, that's what we want. But we also want to have businesses that where people can stay in it their whole lives, their kids then can come back. So we need to grow businesses. And the way you grow businesses is by growing employees. So do you all have input to the different college or to Shasta College and Simpson on, hey, these are courses that you may want to offer?
Absolutely, we do. I mentioned Shasta College Asset Program earlier, the accounting apprenticeship. We actually sit on those boards for all of our colleges, local college systems in different programs, and make sure that we're constantly helping to develop what we're hearing from our local businesses and what they need to be successful.
Now, you've and this is for people of all ages and all education levels. Some businesses, I'm sure, will train their new employees.
They absolutely will. What we're hearing from employers is that it'd be great if someone walked in and had all the skills and they could just start tomorrow with minimal oversight. But really, they're looking for the right fit, which is what job seekers are looking for. And at last count, we had almost 150 job seekers pre-register. Those are people who registered in advance and are already planning. Last year, we had another 125 at the door when we opened.
Sure.
So we're looking at several hundred job seekers that are eager to find the right fit for employment.
Okay, so if you're interested in this, and if you haven't signed up already, you can just head out there tomorrow. Bring your resume, I imagine. Dress for success in the sense of presentable clothing and where you would go for an interview. Now, how does it go? Is it if somebody says, well, gosh, I've got 75 people I'm looking at, and I'm interested in 15 of them. So how does that work? I mean, will they have a chance to see all 15 of them? And then do they bring a whole stack of resumes? Is that the idea?
Well, that's what we're encouraging employers to do. And if they come down to the Smart Center, Smart's going to actually help you print out your resume, give you 15 professionally printed copies, and a fast pass that's going to fast track you to the front of the line. And everyone's going to get a list of all the employers that are there. So they've got a minute to pregame and say, okay, these are the booths I want to go to.
Okay.
And we've got it set up over 4 hours. So you kind of have that opportunity to go by, drop off your resume, grab a card, shake hands, and kind of make that first impression before you go in for the official interview.
We also actually have interviewing spots right there. So you can do an interview right on the spot, and if the employer's interested, they can hire right then.
What about a video interview? Would you encourage people to bring like a little flash drive and say, this is a little bit more about me after they meet the person or not?
You know, it's
kind of like a resume, but you include it with your resume.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do for fun or that kind of stuff.
You know, it could be. It could be depending on the position that you're applying for. You know, some folks might need a little bit of coaching on how to do that.
you think?
Oh, the internet is a dangerous place. You want to make sure what you're sharing on that flash drive is appropriate.
Of course. I was just thinking about it. It's tomorrow, fall job fair that the Smart Workforce Center is putting on in conjunction with O2 Employment Services, Rush Employment, Hilltop Springs, and Simpson University. It's going to be at Simpson University in the gym. So as you drive into Simpson, it's immediately on your right with lots of parking. It's going to start at 11 a.m. and go to 2 p.m. Bring your resume. And if your resume is just totally screwed up, and it could be, because you've seen it before, somebody's going to look at it first, right? Or not.
Well, if you're going to the job fair, we won't be checking it out in advance. But we do have application tables and master applications. So if your resume needed to really be retooled, you could at least leave your information in a master application with the employer.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow. And if your success rate is, you said, it's high.
It's very high. Our employers actually oftentimes hire from our hire fair, and they're looking forward to it. They're asking about us. You know, we do it about every 6 months, and they'll start calling us and asking when the next one is.
Okay, so you have part-time and full-time.
Part-time, full-time, even temporary positions. If there's somebody who's been out of work for a few weeks, you know, if they're 4 weeks unemployed and they're like, I just need a job right now to pay the bills, there's some positions that Smart has the opportunity to plug individuals into, helping recover from fire areas here in Shasta County and in Trinity County.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an opportunity for everyone that's looking for work to connect with an employer that may be able to help them.
I may just come by there just to see what it looks like.
I would love to have you there.
Yeah, just to see how that goes. And again, veterans, you get front-of-the-line privileges.
Absolutely.
Okay. Which is the way, in my opinion, it should be.
You know,
if they don't get much more, having that would be okay. All right. If you're thinking about changing jobs or you're looking for a job or you're kind of thinking, you know, I know I can do better. this is the opportunity. But just remember, if you show up out there, you know, you're dressed for success.
Yeah.
And have a resume that has the important things in it, that your name, how to get a hold of you, your experience, and what you're looking for in a job. Everything else after that kind of will fall into place.
It does.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, we come back. Enjoy the magazine.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
In the words of the former president, this whole case is a sham. Congressman Matt Gaetz vowing to make good on his threat to try to remove Congressman Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker.
The Florida Republican on Sunday said he planned to use a procedural tool called a motion to vacate to try and strip McCarthy of his office as soon as this week. Under the rules adopted earlier this year, any Republican lawmaker can call for a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair, and the House would have to vote on it within two legislative days. It's not clear that Gaetz has enough votes to remove McCarthy. He would need at least five Republican lawmakers to vote with him if all Democrats were also to vote to remove him. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Just days after the U.S. Senate seat, long held by Dianne Feinstein, became vacant, California Governor Gavin Newsom has named a successor to Feinstein.
Newsom has selected Democratic strategist LaFonza Butler to fill the U.S. Senate seat, made vacant by the death of Senator Feinstein last week. In choosing Butler on Sunday, Newsom fulfilled his pledge to appoint a black woman if Feinstein's seat became open. Butler will be the only black woman serving in the U.S. Senate and the first openly LGBTQ person to represent California in the chamber. Bob Agnew reported.
Two researchers, their work enabled creation of the COVID-19 vaccines, have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 119 points, on the Nasdaq trading 59 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Turkish warplanes targeting suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq followed a suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital.
Turkey's defense ministry said 20 targets had been destroyed and many militants neutralized in the operation, which they said targeted caves, bunkers, and depots used by the group. The strikes were in response to Sunday's blast outside the Interior Ministry in Ankara, just hours before Turkey's parliament reopened after its summer recess. It was the first bomb blast in the capital since 2016. The PKK has waged a long armed struggle in Turkey, fueled by its demands for an independent Kurdish state, something fiercely opposed by successive Turkish governments.
And that's the BBC's Tom Daly. Business sentiment among big Japanese manufacturers improved July through September, this for the second straight quarter. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, it's a reminder that you have to be careful about who you allow into your home.
Police say a man using Airbnb to rent a room robbed a Georgia homeowner at gunpoint. The homeowner in the Atlanta suburb of Buford called police saying a man rented his basement through the room-sharing app, then stole his wallet. A police report says the renter checked in and quickly texted the owner upstairs to say the toilet was leaking. The homeowner was checking the toilet when the renter appeared with a gun, tied up the man, and then fled with his wallet. Jason Walker reporting.
Some of the top diplomats from Europe have gathered in Kiev. It's meant as a display of support for Ukraine's ongoing fight against Russia's invasion. And it comes as signs start to emerge of political strain in Europe and the U.S. over the ongoing war. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning.
Sure she is with a pillow.
It's a long weekend. I'm surprised. Went to an Oktoberfest party.
Oh.
And it was just, I mean, these people put it in their backyard, and it was just fantastic.
One too many steins. Eh?
Oh, we were singing German drinking songs. I'm not sure what I said, but I know part of the, it was pile of dung. You know, you go da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, all that. So I know what the German word is for pile of dung, and I've used that several times today already. Hey, today, the 2nd of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's here.
Liam.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like?
We're going to have a high of 79 today, a low of 59 tonight. We are going to start heating back up.
What's going on there? Just when you thought it was safe.
Our hottest day this week is going to be Friday with a high of 92, and then we're going to start dipping back down.
Well, you know what? 92.
It's nothing.
Come on. Come on. That's, yeah, I'm going to put a sweater on. Okay. All right.
I know, but I still was hoping that was it.
But
you know what? Hey, we're at the land of October, right? I've lived here long enough, and I tell this story all the time because it's totally true. I've lived here long enough where I've gone trick-or-treating as a child and when it's been 105 that day, and I've also gone trick-or-treating when there's snow on the ground.
Well, it's, you know, the best thing about our weather.
So you never get to know what October's bringing.
It's all going down to the low 60s or the high 50s, and so you can open up your windows and... Yeah. You know, have your fan on, blowing in that fresh, cold air. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson that are just really, really fine people. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They truly treat their customers as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. You may want to start thinking about it. Because as usual,
the prices
here it
up.
Is. The prices are going up, but they have ways to make sure everybody gets propane.
Yeah,
that's what I love about them. We're here with James and Yvonne Mazzotta.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we finally got the power.
So Miss Rhonda, my usual sidekick, is on a vacation with her grandkids for a full month. Back in Ohio or something like that.
Yes,
yeah,
but
she's still working.
She's still working.
I know she never not works.
Right. I got to send in our ad for next month. Mm-hmm. And that's be there, and I'm going to change it up, and because it's Veterans Day next month. I think I'm going to go with a Veterans motif.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was thinking maybe you're going to pull out the bearskin rug one.
Would you take that one?
Yeah,
for your eyes only.
I'll pin it up in my locker. Isn't Leon supposed to give us what? Isn't there like a special day every day? Like what's today? Is it
Let's see. The
other day was National Coffee Day. Is there like a national day today? I always like that. That's one of my weird things that I like.
Isn't it
here.
Funny? Sometimes you know we'll do it for weeks and months, and then we just kind of drop off. I don't know why.
National. There's two. None of them are great. National Name Your Car Day and National Produce Misting Day.
Okay, now.
Oh, my Lord. Produce Misting Day.
Have you ever been in Rayleigh's?
Yeah.
And it starts.
You hear the thunder and all this.
I love that.
Now, why do they do that?
Mist them?
Yeah.
It's to make them look more.
To make them look more palatable, but the other thing.
I would imagine to keep them hydrated.
Yeah. But what else does it do? It adds
poison.
Weight. So when you go by the pound, oh, I've got like an ounce and a half of water here.
No, when I pick up my lettuce, I shake it like a Polaroid picture. It's just onto the ground.
I also like to take a bite out of the lettuce just to make sure it's good.
Like it.
Why not? All the homeless guys do it. Okay. So 7th, hopes and dreams.
Yeah. So
happy 17th birthday.
Yeah. Woo.
Jeez.
I know.
Did you know? Did anybody?
Did I know?
Did anybody?
I feel every 17 years of that.
It looks good on you.
Yeah, thanks.
It's like you had a child and you went through the terrible twos and then
That's why I'm wearing a hat this morning, because you don't want to know what it looks like underneath.
I am the fashion police today because James is wearing all white after Labor Day. Look at him.
Be careful looking at the table. You might get more than you bargain for.
I understand that condition you have. I'm
surrounded by boys. Can you tell?
And your legs are so white.
Yes.
For somebody that wears shorts year round, how can your legs be white still? They should be brown.
Because I do not go in the sun. I wear shorts because I am so damn hot. So if I don't, even with shorts on, I don't go outside because it's so damn hot.
Wow. Now, how many times did you hear when you first started this? Yeah, you'll go bankrupt. Did you ever hear that?
Hey, not over yet.
Yeah, there's still that possibility.
Every day.
We heard that when we started the station. I mean, people in the radio, they'll be bankrupt in a year.
You know, I got to say, realistically, that really, I don't remember that ever really happening.
We didn't know if we'd have enough to write about.
That was our big thing. It was an internal thing.
What are we going to write?
And then here it is 17 years later, and you have to figure out what doesn't go in there.
Exactly.
I've got four articles I'm working on for you, none of which will make it in there, I'm sure. You know, shooting squeaks in MoDoc County.
Oh, yeah.
I know that one.
We have a lot of know the same people. We have a lot of people that go up there and do that.
Yeah,
sounds horrible, but from what I understand, it actually is necessary because
the
population of them is out of control. And not only that,
like the locusts,
but they also, they're like harbingers of
bubonic plague
because
other
of the fleas. Yeah.
Yeah, you never go out and touch them afterwards.
You just leave them for the vultures?
Well, you know what? Here it is. Here's another one you don't think about. But all birds up there, eagles, I have seen six eagles lined up on, on the communication poles.
Yeah.
Just waiting. And seagulls and crows and falcons and hawks.
Probably coyotes and fox.
Yeah, and then, I mean,
free meal. It's a lunch palette.
They are so bold. They will fly down in the field you're shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a bald eagle drops into the field you're shooting.
Hold up.
Well, what you do is you shift over to the other part of the field because you don't want to shoot anywhere around there.
Yeah.
And you see them out there hopping around.
Yep.
And they just, they gorge themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but the squeaks eat each other.
Mm,
I mean, you'll see them. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Nasty. No. They're out there chewing. So you go, you look back in that area and they're feeding on them. You get those two. Pretty soon you've got like a little smorgasbord out here. But no,
with the eagles,
see,
it's amazing because you watch them in Alaska. They've almost become a nuisance with the fisheries.
Yeah, so many of them. Yeah. I saw that one tree. It must have 50 of them on it. Mm-hmm. And,
That's America.
But each one of those rodents eats like 4 ounces of alfalfa a day. And you think about thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of them out there.
Mm.
MoDoc County, they allowed them to start poisoning. And like 3 or 4 years ago, the only county to be able to do it. And what one of the ranchers told me is, the first year, second year wasn't as good. He says, I think by the third and fourth year, it's like Viagra for them.
Mm.
He says they're out everywhere. So
they get immune.
Maybe not totally immune, but then you find fields and there's so much of this organic alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
They can't poison.
Yeah.
The farmer buys lunch.
But if you poison them and then the eagles come eat them, don't they get sick?
This is the type of poison that won't kill anything else, supposedly.
Oh,
but
so
I can't help
genetically
but think.
Genetically modified.
Yeah, it's a genetically modified poison. It's the only kind they can use, and or so I've been told. So I can't imagine that the government would poison eagles and hawks and seagulls. Seagulls are really bad. They're everywhere.
You know better. They're poisoning us with vaccines.
Oh, James.
Is that why my left arm fell off?
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I know you're just kidding. Okay, we got to take a quick break, then we're going to get right back into Enjoy Magazine after we've had these cute little things we've been talking about. Hey, NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Local business out of Anderson, a young couple there that started in Redding and were very successful and built their own facility down in Anderson for all your Kubota needs. Whether you want to rent it for a day, lease it, or buy it, they've got it all there for you. Skid steers, if you want to rent a side-by-side for the weekend, you got it right there. They show you how to use them. And if I can drive a backhoe and use it with one lesson, anybody can. I just, you know, frankly, I want to rent it and just drive it down the street to the short-term rental and dig a hole in your yard and just say, hey, look what I did for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll fill it back up for $1,000. No, I'm just kidding. But they're located at 2540 Gateway Drive. And I'm talking about these little bulldozers. No, the real mini ones. Mm-hmm. I've seen them in people's front yards where they're moving stuff around. And sure. Oh, my gosh. All at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call. 530-221-6800. Locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, man, you are hitting it on a Monday. You know,
you know what I need
on a Monday.
You know what, though, I've noticed with Liam is Liam actually plays music. Like, he learns what pushes all of our musical buttons,
yeah,
right?
Does. So he does.
Like, that was good for you, and I like that song. But when we're in here on Thursdays, he totally picks, no, he just picks music that just literally makes me flip.
And that is the hardest thing for our producers. Like, Christina's gotten a lot better. But Tyler, you need to sit down with Tyler and talk to him about learning. No, I mean, Tyler.
I don't think it's a teachable skill. I do mean that.
Yeah. Well, if we could get you to show up 7 days a week, we're okay. Or even 3 days a week.
Oh, God.
I've got a great bunch of producers, and by the way, we're looking for another one. If anybody's interested in being a producer,
it's very cool.
It's a good job.
I like watch it, and
you can work it around your schedule.
It's fun.
Yeah, and it's like, kind of, and you hear things.
You know what I love is you have the shade pulled for the front window, and the sun's coming through in the morning. Obviously, right? But it's almost like puppet theater.
It is.
Everything that goes by creates a shadow, and I'm watching people walk and trucks, and it's like I'm watching a puppet show
or a shadow show.
We've had the
people who don't have full-time homes come in here and show us their bellies and other things.
Mm-hmm. This morning we got to work, and somebody decided to bless us with putting about 10 tons of garbage through the mail slot. So I open the front door and there's a pile of garbage.
Okay, let me tell you. I'm gonna give this. I just found out yesterday the VFW Post 1934 just opened up their brand new place in there, and they've been taking donations to help fill. Somebody broke the window this weekend and got in there and stole.
Oh no!
All the donation money.
What?
Yes.
Oh no!
And I'm gonna talk more about it. I'll call Wes and get him in here. But Jason Miller from Lucky Millers, who has started this fight against crime, with his not just doing it and talking about it, but starting a company to help people, business owners. He just made that announcement. So I'm gonna give Wes a call and see if I can't roll him in here.
Very cool.
Yeah, just broke the window, went in there, and which they're having a bad problem down there in Cypress Square.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here with Yvonne and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. It's their 17th birthday.
Yeah, so October's issue is out. Yeah, right? Issue 205, Hopes and Dreams, Happy 17th Birthday.
Who is that? Who's your cover model? She's a cutie.
Isn't she fun? Usually what's nice is that we do a cover photo, and then on the inside we always – talk about
who she is.
Yeah. Elizabeth
Cisneros.
Yeah. And you know what? You would have never seen 17
and
years ago.
Styling by Pretty Thistle Boutique.
Yeah. Something you would not have seen 17 years ago on a cover of Enjoy magazine. Take a look at it. What is it?
Tattooed.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tattoos. You know,
we're opening the demographic.
Well, you know what? What can I say? My daughter.
Considering the fact that we actually have Enjoy Local Events and a partnership with Paul David, and we produce the Tattoo Expo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
November.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's huge.
Let me tell you, my granddaughter, my sweet little granddaughter, who is a senior in college and still a virgin. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm not sure about that. But she should, you know, I mean, she looks like it. Because her mom's got a tattoo on her back and on her ankle. She hid the one from her mom for years. I mean, I knew about it, but she hid it from her mom for years. But now my granddaughter has a tattoo.
Yeah.
Maybe two at this point. You
our
know,
oldest
along
boy.
Along her ankle and on her arm. Yeah,
our
they
oldest
all
boy
did.
Is covered in them.
Yeah.
He's got one
Liam,
down.
You
his...
got any? Oh, you've got
them.
Yeah,
I've got
you've got them. I've
seen
them. Yeah. I mean, people come in here. Christina has them.
He has a beautiful little tattoo of a Band-Aid boo-boo on
that's
his
right. Arm.
That's my favorite.
That's the one. Oh, it's so cute.
Uh-huh.
Okay. what are things that you want to bring attention to?
So obviously our 17th birthday is a big, big deal. Another milestone. Also October being breast cancer awareness. The magazine is very, themed towards, you know.
Yeah. Your page 21 is a beautiful photo.
Yeah.
And it says the power of.
Isn't that a fun photo? I mean, it's a great, that's one of my favorite spreads in a long time. I love that layout. But a lot of people, even today, and we talk about it every year, but it's a good reminder every year to remember that the, the pink ribbon or the breast cancer awareness started. The whole thing started here in Redding, California.
And let's talk
about
that.
A lot of people don't know that, and a lot of new people that moved here don't know that. But this is a national, now it's global movement. It was started in Redding, California. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how many years ago it's been.
1996, I think I saw.
By one or two or three doctors here in town. Mm-hmm. And they started it, and it's just spread, and now it's just it's a global mainstay. And it started here in Redding, California, and it is a big event here every single year. I'm not sure what day it is, but you kind of read through this that they do that where they hand out gift bags.
October 19th.
Yeah. October 19th.
And they hand out something like 40,000 gift bags.
Well, let me tell you, this is spread so much. You know, Linda's really involved with Chicks and Chaps, which is a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness.
That's the word I couldn't think of.
Yeah. And it's called Chicks and Chaps. And we were at the National Finals Rodeo last year, and they have a whole booth of from Think Pink there, because if you go to any rodeo, if you watch any rodeo, one of those days.
The Cowboys,
mm-hmm. and like we're all dressed in, you know, pink shirts, and you've got, but it is it's the word I'm looking for. This has become a mainstay in many rodeos where they do the Think Pink.
Absolutely.
So it's huge. So that's,
and
it started right
counties.
Here.
Oh, yeah, they do all the counties. They have stops in all the, I think it's Tri-Counties Bank is one of them that they hand out bags. So it's quite popular. We love that, you know, we bring it up every year because all of us need to be checked.
Yes.
And it just brings that to our minds, you know, in
October. There's three types of cancer that can be caught and cured. Breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer. They catch it early, they can cure it.
Yeah.
And imagine that. And they've got new tests.
Unfortunately,
all the time.
That's only three out of what, about 500? I mean, well, that's a good start.
You know, would think that, I mean, they make strides every year, but they still haven't gotten that silver bullet.
Yeah.
That can find, when you find a cancer cell, you can give something there.
Yeah.
That just, or use, they're trying things with your own natural immune system now to fight it. You know, you bump up your immune system.
Yeah.
Or stem cells.
For bone cancer.
So this issue is just wonderful.
Yeah. So this is a great article. Talks about the history of Think Pink and goes forward, you know, through today and all the things that have happened. And then there's a really great article in here on page 26 saying dancing through it. Tisha Russo's journey to strength and hope. And then again, this is another testament, like you were talking about cures and things. And Tisha is a dance teacher and out at the Reading School of the Arts. She also does stuff with Shasta, I think Shasta High School, Shasta College. Her and her husband are amazing people. The story is super, super cute. It talks about how she just knew at one point when she was like 2 or 3 years old, her mom was walking around the kitchen with a yellow telephone connected to the wall and one of those super long swirly cords that we used to drag around the kitchen and get it knotted up on everything. And she said as she was there, you know, watching her mom, Diana Ross came on, and she just – in that instant knew that she wanted to be a choreographer and dancer. It just made her move, and she wanted her sister to reach out and grab her hand and spin her, and she said she could visualize the whole choreography for that song, and that just built in her, right? And so here she is doing this, loving life, but she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and it was also I'm trying to remember what it said as far as like the type of cancer, very aggressive, and it had already spread to lymph nodes, to her spine, to her liver. And so when that was discovered, you know, she was like, I don't know how long, if I mean, you know, days, months, years to live. But here she is 7-8 years later, and she's still dancing and, you know.
Something like that's usually months. So here it is.
Yes.
And every day.
Now, she said
joy to her.
Yeah. The stage that she was discovered at, that she's at this point cancer-free, but she says that the type of cancer she had, that this is something that she will be treated for the rest of her life. She will, it will, they will constantly be treating her. But if they can continue to just treat her and, you know, she stays in the neutral zone, then, gosh, could you imagine somebody that, you know, you're diagnosed with something that you know is giving you only months to live, you know, possibly, and then now you're years later and you're still dancing through it. What a miracle.
And one of the things that dancers always hold on to is dance it out. So any kind of controversy or any kind of struggle that they have, that's one of the things that they hold on to is dance it out, just mm-hmm. dance. So our title actually says dance through it, which is exactly what dancers do when they're
faced with adversity.
Yeah.
Which, that's wonderful. I mean, and, you know, because it hurts. I don't think I can do it, take another step. But
yeah,
guess what?
Right?
I'm going to.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sure that the years of discipline she had helps.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know, to go through it. That I don't want to go down there today. It hurts. It makes me sick. Mm. But she goes through it.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That especially when you have, you know.
It makes you have all kinds of feelings inside.
Yeah. Everybody. I don't think there's anybody. I mean, we all know people
mm-hmm.
who have been
yeah.
struck by this and mm-hmm. have fought through it. Radical mastectomies and all this,
and even not cancer. Just, you know, I mean, obviously you and Linda went through something a while back when she was very ill, and you know,
you
it
know,
was very scary.
It was. She was in the hospital for 4 days, and it
yep.
took months and
months, yeah,
for them to find the right
treatment,
right.
The right antibiotic, mm-hmm. and it turned out to be something they had to literally mix mm. and give it to her within 30 minutes.
Mm.
So
wow.
thank you, Shasta Regional,
yeah.
and Dr. Warner Gill and everybody else that has something to do with it. But, yeah, it's scary mm. like that. You don't yeah. realize it.
And this is another beautiful spread in the magazine. There's a lot of really great photos in this issue. I mean, we try to do a really great job, but, you know, sometimes – it's funny how you just kind of hit the magic on photos sometimes and the emotion that they evoke and, you know.
Yeah. Okay, got to take a break here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that.
I do.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Plus, they started that program where they brought in
yeah, cool.
13 new mm-hmm. doctors to the area. We had two of them on.
Did you?
Oh, great.
And, yeah, they were both from other countries, one mm. from India and one from New York.
Very cool.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
so I related much better to the guy from India than the guy from New York. And they had nothing but great things to say about the people of Reading and what they
good.
Were doing. And this is a 3-year program, and every year they bring in more doctors. They help with of course, at the hospital, but then they go out at the Veterans Clinic, mm. at Reading Rancheria Clinic, mm-hmm. and all specialists here in town. So it's a way of bringing in more doctors and hoping that they find
they
out
stay.
What a great place this is. Yeah, they'll stay, especially mm-hmm. the internist or the general
yeah.
practice guys can just stay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages.
healthy, beautiful dancers, ear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow on the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468 Real Talk Radio. This portion of the show is, and James is singing along.
Serenading.
It's okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business. I've been going there since I arrived in Redding, and for the whole time, never had another barber, and never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments, so you can give them a call at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that works for you. But if you just wander in there and they got an opening, you just hop in the chair and get your haircut, and you will not be sorry. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
You've always got good haircut.
I've always got a good haircut. You know, the thing is they keep in the military, I would get my haircut every week.
Wow.
Every week, you get your haircut. And I should go in at least every other week there. But then all of a sudden I look up and there's like hair on my ears. And I call Tim or Logan, go, that's all I have to do. Okay, come in. I'm here with James and Yvonne Masada from Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store, and all this. And this is their 17th birthday
Lots going on.
Lots going on. It's the Think Pink issue.
Yep.
And it's got great stories in it, my friends.
We actually, you know, obviously moved to our new location at 1261 Market Street, the old Boardmart building, just down the street from here.
Yeah.
And a lot has been changing. We keep evolving the store. We're really excited to have our – you can see it in this issue, but we also have flyers. If you're interested in just individual and corporate gifts, we've launched our
holiday shopping
pre-order sheet so that you can be ready in advance. Here we are in October, November, December. It comes very quickly. So we're thinking about what you're going to be doing for gifts for friends or family or coworkers, or, you know, if you're an owner, come check us out. Give us a call.
Go down there and get a box of stuff, local stuff, you know, jams and coffee and all this, and send them to your loved ones.
Yep.
And it's really a good deal.
And again, also, too, one of the things that we've just done is we have our own coffee roaster now in the store. So you can come down and we can work with you to create your own roast, your own brand. If you want to give coffee maybe this holiday season, let us bag up freshly roasted coffee for
that sounds,
you.
No, you and I talked about that. We've got to figure out how we can work that into our budget. But that's a great idea to give to our advertisers.
Yep.
But we've got, is it staunchly strong?
Or
is
it can't.
It can be a conservative blend.
Free fire
coffee. Conservative blend. Nice. Something like
it
that.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
There you
we
go.
Can pick what country you want it to come from and how it's roasted. Put your logos and names and all that kind of stuff on it. Super cool. We just got our espresso machine for our coffee bar, and we are doing a lot of testing right now. So
I will run down there and test.
Yeah, you need to test.
I will have to come down there and test.
And
your
as soon as we've got it at least dialed in, we're probably going to do some free coffee service for a while, where people can come in and just have a, you know, a latte or mocha or whatever they want and get to experience.
Your coffee machine is different.
I mean, roaster?
Your roaster is different. It's purely
it's electric.
Electric?
Yeah. So there's no plumbing in or plumbing out. Doesn't require natural gas or gas, you know, to run the oven.
And no debris.
There's no off-gassing. It goes through filtration and catalytic converters. And so, it's very, very cool, very state of the art. It's a beautiful machine. It's like a, most people say, it looks like an iPhone for coffee roasters. Cause it's got a big glass.
Yeah, it looks like an Apple.
Touch screen and, you know.
Product.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so we'd love to share and tell about the machine and how it operates and, actually, you know, demo it, that kind of stuff. So super cool. So yeah. So we're going to be doing coffee. One other thing, too, we just got in, and that is handmade fresh pastas. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we have a lot, and we're going to be doing a sale starting this week.
He over-ordered.
Do you have that little bird nest type?
Yeah.
You do. Now.
But obviously bird nest stuff usually comes dried. That's what holds it together. But I do have fresh spaghetti. That is in the bird nests in a bagged, yes. Every bag is a full pound of handmade fresh pasta.
Well, Linda, for the two of us, we'll take a whole box and cook it. So we've got a pound of spaghetti and two of us.
Yeah.
And so we've got
nothing better.
Spaghetti and frozen sauce, because she makes enough sauce for eight people.
But what's so great, because it's fresh, it only takes 3 to 5 minutes to cook.
Wow.
Right?
Because the one I used before, it said it takes this long to cook it. Well, it lied. And it took a lot longer to cook it than it said. So having fresh, though, you could do it and have it actually come out on time instead of making people wait an hour.
Yeah.
So,
and it's beautiful. We've already had a few people that have bought it and come back and give us their feedback and, you know. So I'm super excited to share
that.
That's
our comfort food.
Yeah.
Linda will fix spaghetti, you know, once every 2 weeks or something like that. And it's great. So more articles.
Yes.
I didn't even know about this one. When you've got Finding Hope.
Yeah, Finding Hope, Rest and Relaxation at Hope Inn in Reading.
I had no idea that was here.
Yeah. Well, again, there's so many things that even as people that we live here that we don't even know. And this one is just 40 years ago when, what is it, Kirk and Denise? I don't know how would you say their last name.
Shower?
Is that what it is?
Shower.
Shower, yeah.
Yeah.
We're on their honeymoon in Santa Barbara. They experienced a bed and breakfast, and they, you know, fell in love with the experience and said, wouldn't it be really nice to, you know, to do this somewhere else? And interestingly enough, as you read on it, it's surprising to me because they have now used to come to Reading to relax after their trips to Africa, where they were they used their talents and I guess their resources and money to help install water supplies for Africans so that they could have clean drinking water. And then somehow ended up buying this home, and then now they have a bed and breakfast that's absolutely exquisite in a Tudor style, looks like a little bit of a castle in some sense. But what I was so fascinated by is it's like so nonchalant, oh, this is what we do, and we have this this home, and it's in so cool. But in Zimbabwe, they've been providing fresh water, and they have now supplied fresh water to over 1 million people in Africa.
Wow.
I know, I'm like, to me, like, that's the cool part of the story. I'm like, your B&B is super cool, but.
Until you go to some of these places, you don't realize where I was at in one spot. All the water for the village came out of like a half-inch pipe broken.
Mm.
And their pond they had a dead animal in it that I had my guys drag out. And anytime anybody talks about, you know, United States, I go, well, go to Crouch, Idaho, which is hard to find, and turn on the a spigot, and you can drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Things that we just take for granted.
Mount Shasta.
Eastern Sierras, same.
Anywhere. Yeah. You can go anywhere and get water. Mm-hmm. And you go into these countries where, I mean, they're literally drinking stuff that is, you know, they have to strain.
I'm going to gag.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, that was just the way it was. Oh, I've got to take a break.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program, and the whole idea behind it is reduce serious falls for older adults and persons with disabilities. Now, you can apply for this by giving them a call at 530-842-1687. They come to your house. They look at it. They'll put in grab rails. They'll put in railings. Things to make it easier to move through your house because you're going to be a lot happier staying in your home than you would be if you had to go someplace else. That's PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Yvonne's with us because James ran out.
Yeah, he was talking about his coffee machine or his espresso machine. And he left one of the valves open, so he got a little phone call. He has to go close it.
Close the valve. He said, I'll be back, and I said, I'd be surprised because, you know, it's like a 3 or 4 minute walk. Anyway, okay, this last article we want to talk about. By the way, this is the this issue is for the 17th birthday of Enjoy. Congratulations happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm going to go have some cake.
And it's Think Pink. Do you have cake down there?
No. But we could.
We could. And, you have a different cake for the whole, every day of the month.
Wouldn't that be great?
Ooh. Crazy. Here's to 17 more years of goodness. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
On page 39, Native honor.
Yeah, so it's Indigenous Month, and we're honoring our Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow, which is coming up on October 6th through
this weekend.
8th. Yes. And one of the really beautiful things about this is their regalia and their dancing, which is incredible. So I am the executive director for the Redding Fashion Alliance, and we actually just received a grant to support the Rancheria. And with that, they're taking some classes from us so that we can help them finish up their regalia for this actual event.
Because everything's handmade.
Everything's handmade. They make it for the elders as well as the children and teach the dancing classes. And this is something that goes on for a few months. And they have it a couple times a week where they go in and the families learn the dances and the regalia. And incredible, the ribbon skirts. I mean, it is such beautiful, beautiful pieces. So we're able to actually see it before it even gets there.
You know, I was wrong. He made it back.
He made it back.
My gosh. Was there espresso going everywhere?
No, just steam.
That's
mistake 101 with a new espresso operator.
We're talking about Native Honor on page 39.
Is that the most beautiful picture? I love
it. It is.
That.
And the other thing, too, is we were there last year. I brought my father-in-law, and it was down at the Redding Rodeo. They're holding it at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, which is great. Mm-hmm. They love it. We love it down there because it's got great seating.
Yeah.
And we were there on that Friday when it started, and where they had the grand entry. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they have a grand entry several more times, but to see everybody come in, the seniors and then, you know, the different nations coming in, children,
so when they do
everybody.
When they do their powwow, are they for all different tribes?
Yeah.
Right, and it's from United just the States Lakota, Canada.
It's all over. Lakotas. Oh, okay. They've got people, Navajo, they've coming in from everywhere.
Oh, cool.
And Winneman, Wintu, Yana, Pitt River.
Well, they have our local ones, but they also get others from you know, other nations that show up. And it's according to Tracy and Maria that they get a chance then to interact with other nations that are coming through there and learn about them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great chance for all of us who are non-natives to learn because there's all types of booths and everything set up.
Yeah. Well, I'm obsessed with the drumming and the singing. It drives Yvonne crazy, but I'll be in bed with my iPad listening to powwows. Just because I love the drums.
All of a sudden the bed's like,
Linda made me stop playing the harmonica.
Well, not only does that, so there's a really great, obviously, the really great article, like you guys were talking about on page 39. But there is also a really great article, especially because a lot of people don't know him on Jack Potter. So on page 52, we have a great article that gives you a little bit of history about Jack Potter and his position with the tribe. And, you know, he's been serving as the lead council member for 22 years. And it's just interesting to hear his perspective. I've been places where, you know, they've been doing groundbreaking ceremonies for something one way or the other. I'm talking to him and walking as we're walking. He's like, oh, you know, he points to something and says, oh, that would be delicious if you pull that out and you cut it here and then you boil it. You know, like it's just amazing.
Yeah. He's the council chairman.
Yeah.
And has been for 8 of the last 22 years. He's been on the council a long time. And he just had something where he just was talking about getting indigenous remains from the University of California system, which have had them for 100 years and have not released them.
Oh, wow.
And the other thing about Jack Potter you need to know is he's got a sense of humor that is just out there.
Well, I think he says he gets that from his grandfather.
Well, I tell you what, Linda and I were with him on Good Morning.
KIXE, yeah.
On KIXE.
And he's got a wicked sense.
Oh, my gosh. He got going, and I thought that they didn't know what to do. And because I was egging him on, and he was offering for auction for every pound he lost.
I love your transporter system. I just, it's so great to see you just beamed right into
it. Either I dream of Jeannie / you know, beam me up, Scotty. Yeah. I'm not really sure, but one of those.
She's just here.
And it was like, poof, there she is.
Well, I knew you. I heard you guys, and I thought, boom, got to be here. Yeah, you guys are the rock stars.
How could I not attend
your concert?
He said you were on assignment, and I said, well, it's probably with a pillow.
We have workers around the house. You know, they have, like, windows, and you think, okay, but I've got a show. So, anyway.
Linda and I, a long time ago, and I'm sure you all do the same thing, we divide up stuff. You know?
Yeah.
One of us has to – somebody has to be there, like the air conditioning guy.
Why I'm here.
Yeah. Rhonda is out with her grandkids for the whole month.
Yes, yes, yes. Isn't that how wonderful?
And this is the 17th, you've been listening to the 17th birthday of Enjoy the Magazine.
I'm so excited for you guys. Congratulations. Thank you. It's just amazing.
I know, and
it keeps getting better.
Thank you.
If that's possible. I mean, we'll go and say, we'll look at an issue and go, okay.
And they're not going
to beat this next month.
And no matter what's happened with COVID and all of the other things that we all have, and small businesses have had to go through, you've remained with this incredible integrity with your work.
You.
So that's really what I zoomed in to tell you.
Well,
thank
then
you
I say
so
to the public, just for you, like as well as us, it's like we're. You know, we're not out, nobody's out of the woods yet. We're starting to see things, you know, really crunch down once again. And so, you know, now is the time more than ever to reach out to your, you know, your local
shops, businesses.
Everybody wants to say Amazon.
Everybody that we have advertising here is local.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I can't say everybody, but you know, almost everybody is a local business, and we need to support each other out there, which I think everybody
can. More now than even ever.
More now than ever.
I mean,
you know, inflation, the cost of everything going up. I mean, you know, we give a raise to all the fast food workers, and then we raised the cost of gasoline $1 a gallon. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's not here nor there.
Your $16 Big Mac.
But you've got, here's the thing.
We got kids, and they love their fast food, but I'm telling you what, we go through drive-through now for fast food for just the kids, and it is quite often in the $80 to $100 range for fast food. And I'm like, what in the world?
Well, we're tying up with this show today.
Yeah. Now, the one thing is also on page 81 is a photo of the Sundial Bridge.
Mm-hmm. In pink. And it will work this year.
Pinked up.
Yep.
Pinked up. Thank you so much for being with us today. And now that you're giving away free espresso, we're going to have to run down there.
Oh, I see you. I drink more coffee. I've been telling my girlfriend, so where can we meet for coffee? So we've got to go to.